So let's welcome Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe.
Thank you. Looks like
Thank
we've got
you,
to off to a potty mouth start. That's usually not a good thing for
you know,
me.
Don't give me
a reason or a license.
There's something going on here today. I noticed, first of all, there was quite a few people that we haven't seen in a long time that have been, you know, part of the Crimson Circle, but then they don't always go to the meetings. They kind of drift and do their things, which is cool.
A number of
them. And then they come back. But when I see so many of them come back for a single meeting, something's up here. Something's going on. And I did not hear that word. The word that was sung in that song. And
I almost want to go wash your mouth out with soap.
It shocked me. It really shocked me because I was listening along and kind of la-di-da. And all of a sudden I heard.
That is the forbidden word.
And I thought, now this is really strange today. Something is going on because that was not in the music that I listened to. It was not.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
It was interjected somehow, and then I realized what happened. When I previewed the song on iTunes, on Mac, you know, you get a little preview, and I'd heard the song on the radio before once or twice. I like it. Pretty song for Valentine's, and other than he doesn't go get her.
Yeah, he kind of is screwed in the end.
Well, I don't know.
Or not.
Well, not. But
or
there's
not, actually.
There's other potentials. I mean, he meets another girl the next day.
That's
and
a different
they're
song.
Like soulmates or something. That's a different song. So it's later on in the CD.
Were you like in the zone when
yeah.
you were listening to it?
No, I was listening to it, and it's the nice words. The
expletives.
Thank you. The non-expletive words that
you should just make up words
that
like
anybody
Tobias.
Can listen to. But then when I went and downloaded the CD, which is so cool, you click a button, it's right there. You downloaded the CD. I must have clicked on the explicit version. now I got to go back and listen to the rest of the songs. Anyway, so I know something's up today.
There's another disturbance in the forest, and it was too weird because I don't know what possessed me, but. I haven't worn pink since I was a kid.
I know.
Since I was a little kid.
I know. Well, you used to be Miss Pink, like in high school. I could spot Linda about a mile down the hall. There she comes, you know, trotting with her pink. And
anyways, it's true.
Well, why did you give up pink?
I grew up. Anyways, and I'm over that now. And,
yes.
If pink also is the color of new love, by the way.
Where did you make that up?
All good like girl worth her salt knows
oh,
that.
Oh, do that really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's true, and it's a sweetness and an innocence. So get with it.
Right.
I know. It? I know. Today work on it. Work okay. on the innocence
I am,
part.
I
know. Work
on
it. Okay. But this
got
is really
Valentine's
weird.
My Valentine plan all set.
I hope
go,
so.
Go okay. ahead. Continue.
Right. Don't make me grade you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Norma, could I have these flowers at the end of the You think they'll be okay in about 8 days?
Now here's what I want you to notice, and this is for real. This isn't funny. So I thought I had a red jacket picked out, and I thought, no, I bought that pink one. Let's wear it this time. So I put on the pink jacket. And I thought, well, I haven't worn pink like this in a long time, but okay, let's go. And then it was so I got all excited about wearing pink, and it's like, wow, you stick out like a sore thumb when you wear this color. And I thought, well, it's in the red family, so it's kind of crimsony. So okay, that's how I'll justify that. Well, I walk in the room, and we always see quite a few people wearing red because it's crimson. And it's fun. But I'm not even in the room, and Garrett says, apparently you didn't get the memo. Norma is wearing a pink jacket today.
So, like, come on up here, Norma. Come on, stand up. Got to see the sisters up here. Yes.
Unbeknownst to us. And then we're standing over there. I'm looking around the room, and there is an unusual amount of pink in the room today. If you're wearing pink, stand up for a second, and it's just all over the place. Look at this. Look at this. I mean, lots of pink.
Lots of pink.
I don't know what that's about, but we'll
find
out.
There's something going on today.
Yeah, there's energy in the pink.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
By the way, the flowers are lovely, Norma.
As always,
and
thank you.
And I'm a guy. And I don't understand this. Now, what is the difference between red and yellow roses?
You ought to know. Yellow means I'm sorry.
Oh. That's why I see those notes around the house. Yellow rose. Is it really? I'm sorry for yellow? Wow. What are you sorry about today? Or are those Garrett's? That's what they left over. They're stunning. They're beautiful. It is the month for Valentine's.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what happened to January. I mean,
we were gone.
Well, I know, but I turned around and here we are in February.
We were gone,
Valentine's
honey.
Month, the month of love and the month of romance.
Oh.
And for all the guys out there here or listening in, don't forget Valentine's Day. I don't think it's Saint Valentine's Day. I think he got defrocked or something. I think it's just Valentine's Day. He got kicked out. It's like, you know, I used to have a Saint Christopher medallion. He was the saint for travel. He's now Mr. Christopher. You know, it's like. But anyway, Valentine's Day is, don't forget it, a card, anything. I made the mistake 1 year. It was just terrible. I got home from work late, 9 o'clock at night, forgot to pick up something, and of course in my guy brain, I thought, you know, Linda will understand, you know.
Right on what planet?
And boy, that didn't work. You know, and I probably told the story before, but I'll tell
it again. You've told that story every year at Valentine's.
It's a warning to all the guys out there that, so 9 o'clock at night I get home. Linda is not in the best mood in the world. And me.
Did I know you were going to be home at 9?
No.
No.
Me being a little slow walked in the door and it's like, what's wrong, honey? And if you don't know what's wrong, it's twice as wrong.
He didn't even have grocery store flowers.
Well, so I quickly ran down to Kroger.
Which means that was at least 10 years ago, so you need to make it's an old story,
Kroger,
honey. And I'm
safely.
Sorry you're still wounded
and
after
so,
all these
you know,
years. After 10 years, you're
you know
still
what that's
wounded.
Like you,
you're
guy,
telling the story and not me.
A guy going to Safeway at 10 o'clock on Valentine's night, you know, everybody's laughing. And, you know, there's just this little Charlie Brown Rose thing left over. Scraggly little thing. And all the clerks are like, boy, he just got held into you. He's going to be buying a lot of flowers for a long time. This was in Texas, so it was my Texas accent. So anyway, don't forget. It's a day of love, and you should do it because it's really from your heart.
Actually, I walked up on Jeff with a bunch of his buddies, and I'm walking up behind him, I'm hearing him going, and I hate Valentine's Day. Just
dude,
really sucks.
Just
it's a Hallmark holiday, and it has nothing to do with real love, and it shouldn't really matter.
But I've changed. So, that was back then. I'm different now. I love Valentine's Day.
I think
Day.
We should do You know what, honey?
What?
It's going to be four
you know what
years
I like?
And 29 years of marriage, and we are so over this.
I know, but it falls right
Just
between.
Let it go, baby.
It falls right
let
between
it go.
Christmas
Here.
And your birthday.
Be saved.
Oh,
okay. Whoa.
Wow.
Is that wound gone now?
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, good. Now that that's done, we can get into. I have to stop for a bit before we do our regular program. I got to mention a couple of things. People ask sometimes, "Well, do you guys sit and talk about what you're going to talk about before the meeting?"
I wish we had.
Linda gets the.
I wished we had.
Yeah, maybe we should. Linda gets her slides. See the slides about 5 minutes before she walks out the door, so she didn't even know what's on the screen. We never really talk about it. This is just good or bad. It's the way we are. So it's it. But
can we make it better now?
I wanted to mention that I am really excited, and I'm going to do something that's not very fair. I'm going to do one of these things. You hear them do it on the before the nightly news. They're saying, you know, giant catastrophe, you know, in, you know, South Denver or wherever. Yeah, a teaser, and then they say, you know, more to come on the 10 o'clock news. You know, not even the 6 o'clock. Now you got to hang out till 10. But I'm really excited, and I can't contain my excitement other than for Valentine's Day. I am so excited about things going on within Crimson Circle.
If I give
Circle.
You a stick, you want to beat it to death?
No. I'm done. That's all of Valentine's.
Okay. You swear?
Yes.
Okay.
I am so excited about some of the things happening in Crimson Circle. But I can't talk about them for legal reasons. There is so much going on behind the scenes.
Amazing.
There has been for, I would say, a good 6 months, but it's accelerated.
Almost a year, actually.
It's really accelerated in the last couple of months. A way of putting Crimson Circle and Chambre together in an incredible new type of organization. I mean, it's still going to be us, but a structure that allows us to be more of us.
More potential.
We're working with a lot of lawyers. Obviously, that's why I have to be careful what I say. We're working with a lot of Chamber who are literally absolutely dedicating their lives, including, well, I don't want to just mention one name. We'll talk about it later. But it is exploding. And it's interesting because it ties into the channels where Tobias is talking about potentials and bringing it in and the crystalline realms and getting through belief systems. Actually, I would say a year or two ago, I wouldn't have believed that we could do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we're actually doing it. We have targeted for July to be the formal rollout, but I think we'll be able to announce parts of it before then. It is so cool. And I know I shouldn't have done that. Linda's going to say later, well, what? Now you got to tell them. But it is a new structure.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to beat you up about Valentine's later.
it's a new structure for Crimson Circle that will allow Chamber University to become a reality. We'll bring it from up there right down here. We'll do things like Chamber publishing for books that Chamber have that they write and they want to get out in the market. Chamber art. Chamber real estate, Chamber businesses of one kind or the other, research. And we're actually calling it kind of in the business plan we're writing. It's Chamber is a spiritual research and development company. And it is so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
I had to say something. I just am dancing. And
I wouldn't have want you to hurt yourself trying to hold that in.
So anyway, please stay tuned. we will announce whatever we legally can in the newsletters and in these monthly meetings. But it's really taken hold. I know a lot of people are also, they write once in a while or they talk to us at workshops and they say, well, what's going on with Chamber University, or what's going on in general? Things seem to have kind of gone into a quiet mode. We don't hear about a lot of things right now. It's because we can't say a lot of things.
You know, part of it is that there's a lot of regulations out there to do things appropriately and to do them properly. So we just have to be somewhat careful because we want to do it right. And
we're taking a new energy concept and literally bringing it into an old energy legal and business world.
Exactly.
It's going to blow a lot of minds. A lot of lawyers that we're already dealing with are, once they got the concept, they were like, this is incredible. This is going to get so much attention, which I don't know is good or bad. Good news, bad news. But they're like, what an incredible creation that all of Chamber put together. So anyway, let's take a deep breath to like bring some energy into that, and we'll keep you informed as much as we can, but it is cool.
Please feel free to send your love and support to that because it really is becoming a reality, and we appreciate your
We're probably going to be able to make some announcements between now and July. And then July at the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Breckenridge will be the formal launch and party and celebration for the whole thing. So it's going to be cool.
It's exciting. It'll provide a lot of opportunities.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
See, I didn't beat you up. I said it was okay.
Great.
You watched your boundaries. That was good.
I did good.
Yes, you did.
We want to welcome all of our guests here today. I know we have quite a few that are new, quite a few that haven't been here in a while. And also, definitely, I want to welcome all of our internet listeners. As David mentioned, we have Chamber from all around the world, 80-some-odd countries. Actually, the listing stops at 80, you know, when we're doing the internet statistics. Doesn't do any more than that, so it's probably, God knows how many countries there are. We have people from China, from Iceland, from the Africas, from all over the world listening in. And some of them, and I know you're listening today, some of them are in really remote outposts. I mean, you know, when Spirit asked for volunteers, everybody else stepped back, and they got some tough assignments. They're in places where there's not a lot
Turkey.
Of spiritual energy.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Actually, Turkey is really good.
Yeah,
it has a lot
true.
Of good spiritual energy.
That's true.
But there's some people that are in some real outposts that really count on the monthly meeting and the energy that we all generate. So I want to welcome
a couple UN employees.
Yes, some UN employees and a lot of people all over the world. So, okay, now here today in Coal Creek Canyon, beautiful Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, we have a lot of guests.
Not so many, actually.
Okay.
But I will tell you something funny that happens to Jeff and I. We have this ability and this gift to get to see people, Chamber, all over the world. And so it kind of throws you off after a while because especially when you see somebody out of context.
And like then, somebody, oh, maybe you saw in Australia.
Shh,
oh,
you gave away my story.
Oh, sorry.
Well, anyway, so I walked in the door today and I saw this face and I knew it was immediately familiar. And it's like, whoops, brain fart. I thought, who is this? Wait, okay, quick. And within 10 seconds, without her saying a word in my hearing her accent, I knew it was Marissa from Australia.
Good.
I didn't
that's
even hear
good.
The accent. Marissa, thank you for being here. Do you want to say hello to the people back in Australia?
Hello, everyone back in Australia. It's only 7 o'clock in the morning.
Go ahead, stand up.
What time is it?
7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
In our winter, we get up at 5 o'clock to listen to you.
Right.
7
o'clock,
o'clock
tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like our Sunday morning thing once a month. So it's just, I can't believe I'm here. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Gosh, well, thank you for being here.
And Marissa, who's your famous cousin that we know?
My beautiful cousin, Katerina.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks. And, oh, you're here for the Awama School. Whoa.
Okay.
That's some energy. That's a good whoa, but it's a whoa. Yeah.
And we have Deb Fennessy from Lander, Wyoming. Where are you, Deb? There you go. Hi, good to see you again.
Hi, good to see you again. It's been a while. I forgot the last time we saw you was in...
Not so long ago.
November.
November. Where the heck were we in November?
Here.
Oh, amazing.
Unless you've been to Lander since then.
I remember now. We talked a lot at dinner that night.
You must be a Chandler.
You know, it's like you say, you see people and you know them, but then it's like, well, what the heck are you doing here? Oh, you are from here. Okay. Thank you for being here.
And Annie Deegan, of course, from New Mexico. How are you, Annie?
Hi, Annie. Good to see you again.
I am really good. And when we get this big legal thing happening, do you think we could secede from the Union or the planet?
I'm sorry?
Could we secede from the Union or the planet?
We are already.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to wait for the lawyers to give us approval.
If
we're doing it. And that's what's actually, we're actually leaving mass consciousness. Uh-huh. But that's what's allowing all this to be created.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, things are good for me. I have a new car, a new computer, a new stove, and a new boyfriend.
Wow. I gotta ask. Did you get all the stuff first or the boyfriend first? Did the stuff bring in the boyfriend or did the boyfriend bring?
Oh.
You're kidding. Wow.
I can't believe you.
Wow. What kind of computer?
Actually, I just bought a Dell computer, and I don't like it as much as my old IBM, so I'm still using the old one.
Okay. But, I just didn't know if it was a Mac or something.
No.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
And what kind of boyfriend?
I'll bring him up, and you'll see.
Do that.
I will.
Good.
Promise?
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I promise.
Life is good, right? Yeah, it is.
Well, and at this point, we should note, how many people are first-timers to a monthly meeting?
Never been here to a monthly meeting.
Not very many. Isn't that amazing?
Not many. Usually we have quite a few.
And how many of you are back after a long time, and I dare you to raise your hand? Look at that.
Yeah. Look at all the people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. McCoys are back.
Now, I saw that.
You're off the road, eh? You're not singing on the road again?
Are you? Are you not in the motorhome? No. Traveling around? You get a microphone, yeah. You're back in a fixed building. Does that seem strange, you know, not to be rolling all the time?
That's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you back?
I'm ready to go back.
Are you?
Yeah, but we're not.
Yeah. Good. We're not. Yes. Yes. Well, anyways, good to see you back.
It's good to be back.
Great.
It's been
great
already.
Yeah. Good energy in here, right?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good to see you guys again. I suppose you're still in mourning over the Broncos, but we got to get over it.
They did well this year. Anyway, well, let's move on to other stuff.
Okay, baby.
Okay, last month.
Oh, we're there.
The channel was about Shadow Self and Potentials Part 2. It was the Clarita series, Shoud 6. And Linda's going to play the role of Tobias and read some of the things. I got to mention before you start, this was a really tough one to prepare the slides for because everything kind of strung together, so it's hard to just take out an excerpt and put it in place because you had to have the reference of what it built up to. This is one that is probably really worth reading again or listening to again. It is filled with a lot of good information. So, Tobias said...
Okay. Today, we're going to go back to the Chambra Service Center. This is an imaginary place that is very real. Yes, I love that. An imaginary place that is very real. You think that the two are not compatible, but they're absolutely compatible. The imagination and reality, they actually are the same thing. Its only difference is how the energy manifests.
That pretty much says it all.
That was one of Tobias's
opening statements. We tend to separate what's in our imagination from reality, and he said they're really absolutely the same energy. It's only one that one manifests in the 3D reality and becomes what we call real or tangible. You know, it's got mass and substance to it. Whereas the other one is also real, we just haven't brought it into manifest yet, or maybe we're not going to. Tobias and Saint Germain have been talking a lot lately about potentials and about shadows, and shadows are the potentials that lie behind the reality or the beliefs that we're choosing at the moment. And sometimes we don't see the other potentials because they're shadowed by the one reality or the one idea that we're tending to bring in. But it's all the same energy. Society tends to discount the imagination. Says, well, that's just your imagination. That's, you know, like it's the wandering of a strange mind. Well,
what was that?
The wandering of a strange mind. And it's absolutely real. As a matter of fact, the imagination is fantastic because it's not confined by substance and mass. You can play around with it. You can have fun with it. It's not so damn harsh and tangible. But then when you're ready to bring it in, there is a process that we use to bring it from what I would call the higher realms or the other realms, the non-physical, into this realm. Sometimes you can have an incredible idea, but on its way in, it has to go through the same thing we went through, the journey into density. And sometimes it loses some of its punch or some of its depth even. And sometimes when it gets here, then we're like, well, geez, that's not what I imagined, because it has a hard time making its way in. Tobias, Saint Germain, and the others are kind of teaching us now how to bring it in and keep the clarity of the idea or the imagination to allow it to manifest here in more of its full energy. That's kind of what we're going through right now in these shouds and in your personal life. We're learning how to bring it in from the other realms, put it right here, choose any potential you want, and then learn how to manifest it. Pretty cool. He went on to say,
the question was asked about darkness versus evil. We said darkness is a natural state of being. It's part of duality. It is also dimension in itself. It is the partner and the lover of light. They switch roles back and forth.
This is part of Tobias's reoccurring discussion about the darkness. And of course, we've all been trained that the darkness is bad. We're not supposed to look at it. We're supposed to be light workers. And he's saying they're actually the same. They are the same energy. Just like imagination and reality are really the same energy. It's just how they manifest. Light and dark are lovers. And they play different roles. They actually switch back and forth. The so-called light within you is going to switch at one time to become the dark. And the dark, the light. And they dance back and forth. It's a beautiful thing. It's duality. It's just two energies that are in love and playing, and they're all right within us. But somewhere along the line, we got this belief system, or the belief system was implanted within us, that dark is bad. It's a wonderful game now to play that dark is bad. The churches teach it. Even New Agers teach it all the time. The dark is bad. So now we got, instead of a love affair going on, we have a war going on in between. You say the word dark, and people run, especially in a church or a spiritual group. And I remember from my own experience when Tobias channeled a couple years ago, your darkness is your divinity. I thought it was the end of my career in channeling. And, I mean, I was so flustered, you know, the channel was short, I ran back up to my room, at the hotel, and it's like, Tobias, what the hell are you doing? I mean, to me, it was the worst thing in the world. Well, I've had to address my own belief systems. When we create a belief that something is bad, like dark energy, and we start living it out, we got more of this duality, and it really in a sense, keeps us from our real purpose and mission, what we're here for. Because now we're distracted by this outer game. Somehow, Ishambra, from what we're learning, if we could help teach others that the dark is not bad, and the light is not necessarily good, they just are. They're two energies. One has been assigned this really crappy belief system that people buy into. The hard thing is if you go out and talk to people, your families, people at work, and say, you know, I've accepted the dark and the light, you know, they're going to have a really tough time.
They know you're going to hell.
It is, absolutely. And it is probably the toughest, the stickiest, and the most manipulative belief system, or what we call overlay, of all. The darkness is bad. It perpetuates our dramas. It perpetuates our suffering and our sorrow. If we can move beyond the consciousness of that it's bad, I think we're really going to set ourselves free.
Wow.
Okay, next. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. I would have never thought I'd be saying those words.
I know that. Light. You are light workers. You work in the light. Eliminating the dark from the universe. That is the biggest crock, Shambra. That is imbalanced. You have a word for it here. We call it anost. Tobias pronouncing it anost. That means an imbalance to the light. The imbalance to the light, or anost, is a denial of the dark. It's a denial of half of yourself.
You know, there's light and dark. Neither one of them have a particular agenda. They're just two parts of duality. We assign this term evil to dark. And then Tobias says here that they're on the other side, they call an imbalanced light, they call it anast, meaning that you've gotten so etheric and you've gotten so really ungrounded, imbalanced to light, where everything is, you know, going to be fluffy and everything is what do we call it? Bliss ninnies, you know, that you're just
What was that? I don't think bliss ninny translates very well in any form.
It doesn't, but the English-speaking group will understand a bliss ninny. You're so full of bliss. Oh, the world is a wonderful place and all this. And it's like, I mean, it is a wonderful place, but it's a denial.
You're saying unbalance.
Imbalanced or unbalanced light.
Just felt like you needed to explain bliss
ninny. That's good.
Thank you.
What Tobias is saying here, you can be imbalanced to the light or dark. It doesn't matter. You can be imbalanced either way. And neither one is right or wrong. But when you are in balance to the light and you're denying the dark, in other words, I'm a warrior of the light and we're going to annihilate the dark, you literally are denying half of yourself. And when you go way back and think about that channel, your darkness is your divinity. Tobias said the darkness actually is the compassionate part of us. It's the part that has accepted and is holding everything we didn't love about ourselves. And then we point a finger at it and say, that's the dark part. That's the awful part of me. That's evil. It's the part that absolutely loves us.
Which part?
The dark. We point at the dark and say that. So he's saying here, there's, you know, you can be in balance, light or dark. It's about melding it back together.
Sweetie, I think we've ignored sometimes our international audience, and it's not fair to not explain some of these idioms and humor. And,
yes.
And you skipped one here, if you should probably go back.
Go back.
You did.
Okay.
There is no way that a lot of people that speak really good English in foreign countries would be clear about what it means when he says, is the biggest crock.
Oh, crock. I think that's universally accepted.
I don't think so. And I want
to
explain.
Do you know what crock is in Australia? See?
But she speaks English.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Siglinda, you came from Germany. Do Germans understand crock?
I think it's the tone of voice that
will. Yeah. And I think in reference to the line that Tobias is using, that's the biggest crock.
Let me go ahead, you know, because I feel like we all.
I know another word that's universally accepted.
It's not fair. Just a minute. What it is crock is short for a crock of shit.
Oh, right.
Which means of no real value.
Yeah.
So for those of you lovely people that
like
translate
a pot or
for us,
a vessel.
Crock was short for crock
yes.
of shit.
Yes.
Which means not real.
And that's a universally.
Not of any value.
That's a universally accepted word. Anywhere we go. Linda, actually, in Japan, loved going there. Linda was teaching the Japanese to say, holy shit. Holy shit. And by the end of, By the end of our spiritual workshop, they were hugging and saying, holy shit. It's amazing. It's amazing the trail that we'd be behind.
This is the abbreviated version. I think we've told this story before, so I'll keep it very short. Oftentimes, people in foreign countries, you know, Americans are very lazy. We're very fortunate. We don't learn other people's languages. And everywhere we go, people in their grand kindness are intimidated by their English, but they do speak English and they try to speak English to us. And they're a little intimidated when they speak English. So the Japanese, sometimes people that speak two languages just need a little time to answer something. Or sometimes I talk too fast, and there's no real way for them to answer that, but they want to. So I explain to them that any time you hear something and you're not quite sure of what the appropriate response is, you can almost always, no matter what anybody says, go, oh, holy shit. Think about it.
The legacy you leave behind. Anyway, let's move on to the next slide.
Okay. Oh, I guess I have to move on.
Yeah.
I have to get my decorum back. Okay. Now think in terms of an eclipse, a lunar eclipse or solar eclipse. One element passes in front of the other, temporarily blocking or shadowing the other. It's like a reverse shadow. That's what's happening with you right now in your lives. You're integrating, melding, and marrying your dark and light.
There's a whole interesting section on this in the Shoud that leads up to this statement. But he's saying we trade off between a balance of light and dark within ourselves. And this goes way back to some of the earliest Tobias channels where he talks about a two-third, one-third, but then they switch roles. And interesting, but he's saying most of the time we tend to do our switching back and forth of energies in between lifetimes. Well, what's happening in this lifetime, the reason why we have trouble sometimes, it's very hard to stay grounded and it makes it difficult or painful, is that instead of having a role reversal of energies now while we're embodied, what's actually happening is the light and dark are actually melding together. And while we're embodied, and again, a lot of this stuff, you know, is a lot easier when we're on the other side, but we're doing it while we're right here. There's kind of an eclipsing effect that's taking place. We feel sometimes we don't know ourselves anymore. We can't stay grounded. We just don't even know who we are when we wake up in the morning. Everything seems out of sorts because of this coming back together. The point in this section of the channel is he's saying that also causes us to then not be able to see so many of the potentials that are available in our life. We think we're stuck in kind of a trap or that we only have a limited number of choices right now. And he's saying because everything is being shadowed, but behind all this fantastic spiritual activity going on in our lives right now, there's a myriad of potentials that we can choose from. So he's saying, go beyond, get out of the box, and look at everything else that's available. Don't feel stuck. He went on to say.
That was a mouthful.
It was, and I had a hard time with the channel. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
At this time of eclipse of dark and light within you are many, many potentials. This is all as a result of the soul eclipse. The number of shadows or potentials that are now within reality's grasp are far, far grander.
He's saying with what we're going through right now, we have more potentials or more choices than ever before. He's saying most humans living in a dualistic or dense human consciousness have other potentials available, but they're even somewhat limited just because of the reality they've created for themselves. By what we're going through in our lifetimes right now and this eclipsing, bringing back together the light and the dark, it opens up even more potentials than we ever, ever had. And again, it's just a call to say, you know, sometimes when you scan out there, you think, oh, okay, what do I have to choose from in my life? What directions or how do I accomplish certain things? We tend to scan in the old limited places. And he's saying, now bring it out even further. You got more potentials available to you in your life right now than ever before. and watch then how things start rolling into your life.
Nice hands.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. He went on to say,
all of a sudden, you realize that if you had a tremendous flow of abundance coming into your life, you also realize that there has to be a flow out. No sense in hoarding it or hiding it. No sense in using it for fear purposes, thinking the world is going to come to an end. If the world comes to an end, be the first one to get out. Guaranteed. Why suffer? Leave early.
I put this slide in here.
That's pretty
not because of anything that was said earlier, but I love that thing. And it was so funny during the channel when he was saying that, and you know, when I'm channeling, it's like I'm watching the movie. But when he was saying that, he's saying, if the world comes to an end, be the first one to get out, you know, why stay here and suffer? He was kind of like talking about Atlantis, you know, and we hung on to the dear end. And he's like, why? You know, if the earth is going to go through a big transition, hell, get out early, come back early. I mean, you know.
Hell, wait till your skin just falls off the bones, right?
Exactly. So I thought it was an interesting statement. So anyway, he went on to say,
what are your belief systems about the nature of reality? Do you have to touch it and feel it and smell it in order for it to be real? Or can you accept the imagination? Can you accept the other probabilities and possibilities?
Tobias and Saint Germain have been really hitting hard in the last year on belief systems. It's the biggest thing that blocks us. We have our belief systems, our limitations. They're the box. And he's saying, really, you know, what are your belief systems? Go in and start exploring them. Belief systems that you created or are being created by mass consciousness. Go in and start taking a look at every single belief system. If it doesn't serve you, throw it out.
We just reversed engineered the human angel. We started with a body and we went to the spirit. In your case, it was the other way. The spirit that took on feeling, then took on the brain, then took on the body.
He gave a story about a car, and it started out with the physical car, and he was using that as an analogy for our physical body. And he said, now you add a brain to the car. It has some intelligence. And that's what we have supposedly in our body. Then you add some feeling to a car, and it now knows, you know, pain. It now knows joy. It has feeling. It has sensation going on. And then finally, you add spirit to the car, and now it has purpose. And he said that's kind of it was his example, his way of explaining kind of where we're at. And he said most humans operate at their primary, you know, car, brain, and a little bit of feeling basis. In other words, body, mind, and a little bit of consciousness or feeling. But when you really integrate now your soul portion, your spirit portion, now you've got a purpose. Now there's a direction. Now there's meaning to your life. And that's, again, where we're at. But it's also part of the struggle. It's like, now what do I do with that?
It was stunningly beautiful that you got that whole story down to one slide.
I know.
I thought
it was going to take about 20, but it was an interesting story. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went on to say,
you think your soul knows everything your humanness wants. It doesn't, because you've shut it out. You've had so many vows and oaths and promises. You've separated soul and self. Let's bring them back together now. You've created an artificial separation. Let's bring them back together.
You may remember that he took us into the Shamba Service Center last month. And it's a beautiful place, quiet place. You just go and allow yourself to be who you are. So he's saying in the Shamba Service Center, let's bring the soul and the humanist back together. There's this whole concept that, you know, the soul should know what the human wants. And he's saying it really doesn't. The soul knows what it wants. The innermost part of you understands your I guess you call it your higher purpose, but your deeper inner purpose. But then we got the human side. The human is the one that worries about jobs and worries about health and worries about all these different things, you know, the basics, even eating and shelter and those type of things. The soul kind of doesn't care. And really doesn't. Our soul does not know death. Only our humanness knows death. So the soul doesn't really care. I mean, I know that sounds callous, but it's like, so what? You know, you don't really die anyway. So he's saying here that we've created a division between our humanness and our soul level. We've actually blocked it out. And he's saying it's time to bring those all back together, create kind of a new union with the soul, and literally start telling the soul self or the spirit self, I do have human needs. As long as I'm here on this planet, I got certain basic needs that have to be met, and we can even go beyond basic. That's cool. But then we have an obligation as our human self to begin understanding what our soul purpose or passion is, and to get out of our human mind about, you know, life being good only if you have these certain basic human things met. That's the old car analogy again. You know, we want to just keep repairing the car, and we want to keep fixing it up, and, you know, we want it to go a little faster and be a little sexier and get the dings and the bangs out. But there's a higher purpose to all this. He went on to say,
the crystalline realms are where new things are birthed. The crystalline realms are called crystalline because they are the Christ seed energy in an embryonic form. If you come out to these realms, you'll feel birthing taking place. It is creative. It is non-mental. The mind doesn't work out there.
In the Dreamwalker School, Saint Germain goes into great detail about the third dimension, which we live in. The fourth dimension, he doesn't like calling it that because it sounds like a hierarchy, but he calls it the near realms, the non-physical earthbound reality. But it's still tied to human consciousness, but it's non-physical. And then beyond that are the crystalline realms, and not being that there's like actual stone crystals. Crystalline here means clear and pure and also birthing, Christ seed energy or birthing energy. So he said that, that in the crystalline realms, is where if you really want to get something going, if you want your creations to work, you go out to the crystalline realms. Sounds wonderful, but the mind doesn't work there. That's the tough part. You can't take your brain with you. He said a lot of people have tried. They try to use drugs to get out to those realms because they're quite beautiful. But when you're taking drugs and you know you're on a trip, your brain wants to go with you, and the brain doesn't work out there. And then you literally blow your mind in those realms. And that's happened to a lot of people who have taken trips. I know nobody here or listening in would understand that, but.
Do you have another word for blow your mind? I'm not sure what the translation
explode
on
explode your mind.
Okay.
Explode your mind.
Okay.
But if we get to the point where we can let go of the grasp, the hard grasp, on the mind in this reality, because in 3D and even in 4D, brain is king. You know, brain is everything, intelligence and smart. He said, you go to the crystalline realms, you let go of the mind. That's where true creation is. One of the problems that we have with our creations is that we create them in the 3D or the 4D. Our creations now have an agenda, they're earthbound, and they're not in their purest form. A lot of times, you know, we wish or hope or even do some imagining, but it's all done in the third and the fourth dimension. So we're going to get back a very limited response to what we're trying to create. He's saying if you can go out past the near realms, get into the crystalline, let go of your mind, that's where the real creations are. And then they flow back into this reality. He actually goes into it quite a bit during the Dreamwalker School. But glad he talked about it here, because people wonder why sometimes, well, you know, I'm imagining this, or I'm trying to create this in my life, and it just goes flat. Nothing happens.
Imagine is a mind word to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so if we let ourselves really go into the crystalline realms, I hope they give us some more good advice about how to get there. I still struggle with, you know, going through all that, but cool concept. Next slide.
Experience what it's like to have everything about yourself reinvented and recreated. Imagine all the potentials that can be brought into your reality. It doesn't have to be just one potential. It can be many. Then let them flow in.
What he's saying here is that we are going through a process of reinventing, recreating ourselves while we are embodied in human form. We're not only just going from one lifetime to the other, but we're expanding exponentially out of the need for lifetimes. as we do this, as we recreate or reinvent ourselves, obviously there's some hardships because the old part of ourselves wants to hang on, doesn't want to let go. It's the old car that says, it's the old Chevy that says, you know, just fix up the dents and tune up the engine and, you know, make me a little bit more efficient, you know, maybe a new paint job or something. That's the old way. We can reinvent ourselves while we're here, while we're embodied. We can reinvent ourselves as a Mercedes or as a whatever you want. In other words, we're not limited anymore. And we're not limited to just one choice anymore. So much, you know, so much is old energy mindset, limited mindset. We're trying to fix ourselves from within the box, and you can't. You got to get out of the box. You got to go to these totally other realms, get out of the mind, and literally reinvent ourselves. He went on to say,
every one of you has a crystalline connection that has not been used in a long, long time. Your homework is to find out when you shut down your crystalline connection. Why did you do it? When did you do it? And are you ready to activate it again? Come into the Chamber Service Center and listen for the answer. This is important homework.
This is important homework. And I know everybody here didn't. But it's a big question. When did you shut down that crystalline connection? It's an inherent part of us, just as our humanness is. We had that connection to the crystalline realms. Something happened along the way and we shut it down. And what was that? Why did we shut it down? We had this perfect balance of angel, human going on, but somewhere along the line, we stopped. We kept ourselves limited to the third dimension, fourth dimension. You know, one of the things St. Germain says in the Dreamwalker workshop is that 80% of the people who die never get to the Bridge of Flowers. They stay earthbound. They've left their body behind, but they stay earthbound. And instead of going out to the crystalline realms and onto the Bridge of Flowers, so why did you shut it down? I don't want to answer that. It's your own answer. That was last month's channel. So...
that was nice. You got that down.
Really, I know. I got down to
that. It's really important information. Thank
you. We have a few minutes. We're going to talk about recent events. January was a good month. It was busy. We'll just go through a few things, that we did. We started out with St. Germain's quote unquote hypnosis retreat in the Bahamas. I'm a little ticked about this because St. Germain mentioned it about, I think, 6 months ago when somebody asked a question. He said, I'm going to have a retreat in the Bahamas. I'm going to invite people down, and we're going to talk about hypnosis or a new energy way of hypnosis. Well, right away, people started emailing and calling and, you know, I'd like to go. And I said, you know, St. Germain is going to pick the people. It's not me. It's him. I'm sure he has a reason.
He's got some great PR skills.
And then I didn't want to say anything about it. I thought we'll just not mention it. We'll let it kind of like hopefully, you know, pass over. And of course, last month, Tobias brought it up, said, yeah, you guys are going to the Bahamas. And of course, oh my gosh, the phone calls, emails, and everything else. People saying, you know, I think you forgot because St. Germain wanted me to be there. And it's like, no, he didn't tell me about it. It was a wonderful gathering. There was 24 people.
I still got scars from it.
Linda literally has scars from it. I'll tell you that story in a minute. We found a little resort in Eleuthera. Eleuthera is like, a couple hundred miles from Nassau or something like that. It's a flight away. This little resort, oddly enough, for 24 people. That's all it held. And we were isolated. There's not a lot on Eleuthera. I mean, there's not any big hotels or casinos or restaurants
not
or anything
a lot of
else.
People.
So we were isolated, this group. From around the world, he literally picked people from Japan and Switzerland and Mexico and Canada and really, really a very interesting assembly. We were isolated there. We basically didn't even have cars. There's no place to go anyway other than the beach. And there was nobody else around.
No stores, no Walmart.
No, even the beach was our own. I mean, nobody else on the beach. And he just hammered everybody. You're lucky you didn't get chosen. he started out the first day giving some of the basics of hypnosis, what it is, what it does, how he helped to invent it in this modern lifetime with Jacques Mesmer.
Well, of course, his story is always the biggest of anyone.
It was great.
Hello.
And the second day was just brutal. I mean, Absolutely brutal. Linda still has scars on her legs.
I'm not showing it.
He did a morning session with everybody, and toughest I've ever seen. And then
you ought to see his scars.
He sent everybody off to do their homework in the afternoon. This was a complete working session. Linda got into a little fracas, interpreted as fight, perhaps, argument, discussion, and she came back that afternoon from walking along the beach. Massive cuts in her legs and her arms, and it's like, whoa, what happened to you? She said, I got into a fight with Saint Germain. Because he totally went in energetically and verbally and just turned us inside out, ripped things apart. Third day was good, though. He brought it back together. He explained a new form of, I don't even want to call it hypnosis, but I guess that's the closest we come to it. He laid out all the details in Saint Germain fashion. It was extremely specific.
Clear.
It was like almost like a curriculum, and said, here's how you do it. Here's exactly, you know, how it's done. Don't deviate. Don't start interjecting. Here's how you do it. And it is a way of creating in this reality that's stunning. Since that retreat, we've been in contact with most of the attendees. They went back kind of in a daze, and now they're starting to work with it, and things are really happening in their lives. It is a phenomenal technique. He gave it a name he called it the Eleuthera Syncretized System.
What does Eleuthera stand for? Eleuthera
is a little island we're on. We found out afterwards it means freedom in Greek. Syncretize is St. Germain's word. It's a combination of synchronicity or synchronize and hypnotize. So it's bringing synchronicity into your life. And a system is system. A phenomenal thing. As we say, it's a type of new energy hypnosis, but you'll discover if you listen to the CDs, it's not hypnosis at all. And it kind of blows hypnosis out of the water in terms of the physics of it and why.
Well, it's an old energy versus this is new energy.
It's actually a very simple program. By the time he got to the last day and outlined it, it's very, very simple. You just got to go through all the other stuff to get there. And you gotta understand how belief systems work and how you create your own and how it all melds together. And then you gotta go through and listen while he rips you apart. And then you get to the point where you say, well, that really was pretty simple. And as we've all discovered, because we've been using it ever since, the Bahamas and stuff is just coming together so fast right now.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. It's a very simple program. You can use it. Obviously, we're going to be releasing the CDs. I'll tell you about that in a minute. You can use it for your own personal use. You can sit down and take yourself through it. You, Chambra, all over the world, can use it to facilitate others. You can do private sessions with them. And instead of a traditional hypnosis, you take them through this very simple but highly effective program and charge them for it. Or not if you don't want to, but I'd suggest you do, because having somebody kind of guide you through it is very nice, and you can do this easily in, 30, 45 minutes, do sessions for other people. And also we're going, because we'd like this to really get out there, you can be licensed to train the two-day workshops. We'll have training booklets, and you can put on a workshop of your own and charge. We'll outline all that, but you can charge, you know, money for it and have people attend. And do it full-time, do it part-time, or don't do it at all. The syncretized program is going to, I think it's going to be 6 or 7 audio CDs. And we think it's important to listen to the entire program. I think you have 7 CDs?
I forget, 6 or 7.
6 or 7. There'll be a booklet that goes with it, diagrams, because he does get into some very interesting sacred geometry. In the thing. Very interesting way of applying it. And I'm saying we're going to have it available in April. I was being good. I was going to say at the end of the month. And I said, no, let's say March. And then I thought, let's say April, just to make sure. April's not a problem. End of this month would have been.
We're trying very hard to under-promise and over-perform. That's a new trend for us. There's just, you know, and what happens is what we do is so exciting. And you really, in our hearts, we want to get at you like as fast as we can, And then we hit the road and it gets crazy and, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men go to hell.
Yeah.
And so we always feel bad if we don't come up with what we tried to promise.
The CDs are already mastered. The transcription of all the tapes, so you can read it as well, is in process.
Oh, it sounds like there's only one single point of failure.
Yeah, that would be me. Personal joke. Anyway, we will have these no later than April, and take a look for it and see what you think. It's really cool. And I want to thank the people who came at their own expense, to Eleuthera to participate in it. I know it was tough at times, but, what a group that was. Incredible group.
Hey, I want to go to add one more thing. Honest to God, I don't know how Jeff does what he does, and I don't know how he finds time to do 2/3 of what he does, and I just want to ask you all to just go ahead and send him your love and blessings, because I don't know anybody that works harder than he does and cares more about what we do than he does. I live with him every day, and it just stuns me. I just don't think he has another ounce of energy to give, and I'm just always worried that he puts himself out too far.
We're changing it. Thank you. And we are making some changes along those lines, which I'll announce in just a minute. Something I can announce. Anyway, watch for Syncretize. It is so cool.
Really special.
It's one of, I'm not a big fan of systems or methods or programs. So when he started talking about this, I'm like, oh, here we go with another method.
No, and but it's
you
simple.
Have to
it's
learn
really
all
simple.
This stuff. And yet it is so simple.
It's really simple.
Really simple.
Really easy to integrate.
So. Onward and upward. Let's see. Clicker. Oh, we just got back. Hell, not even a week ago from Hawaii.
I can't believe that shot. You caught that shot.
I took that picture.
And it's like double rainbow. Can you see that?
And the colors don't show up here so well on the screen, on the computer. It's a vibrant color. We were coming down Waimea Canyon with our group, and it was kind of raining, and everybody was kind of thinking, well, you know, we didn't get to do the channel up at the outside because it was raining, and so we were all a little bummed. I was really bummed. And all of a sudden, we happened to look over, and it's like, oh, my God. There was this incredible rainbow just spread out through Waimea Canyon, which is like the Grand Canyon of Kauai. We were above the rainbow. I've never been above a rainbow before, except in an airplane. But it was like all of a sudden the humor dawned on me over the rainbow. Wow. We really were. Everybody was stunned. We were in different vans and cars. So when we all got back to the hotel, they're like, did you see the rainbows? At one time, there was two rainbows overlapping each other. It was, oh, can you?
Yeah. You can see it.
It was just stunning. We had a great group there, 34 people in Kauai. This is school too. We always promote it as the fun school, because we go to Kauai. Tobias said always in Kauai. And we do all these outings, and we go to the beach. We do a little channel on the beach, and we do fun stuff. We go on a catamaran cruise. We see dolphins and whales. And, you know, the channels are just a reason for going, you know, to be able to say, yes, I've got to go off to this spiritual school.
A little bit of work on this one.
Boy, did Tobias change things around this time. It was Tear City.
They needed those little outings.
Oh, my gosh. It was the heaviest. There was one point on Wednesday morning where there was not a single dry eye.
And well, congratulations.
We're not just talking a little tear. I mean, we're talking
I mean,
like,
congratulations. Are you proud of yourself?
No, but it was unbelievable. It wasn't the typical school, too. Wonderful group from all over.
It was fun. We had three returnees. Anyways, it's always a fun school.
It's such a good time people return, but now maybe they won't. we have a couple of shots here on the upper left. We all went to a luau one night, which was very fun. And, the shot on the lower right is we do a channel on the beach. It's on KA Beach, which is to me the most beautiful beach I've ever been to. And everybody's facing the ocean, you know, during the channel. I have my back turned because there's other people walking by, and I don't want them to see. It's a little weird. As I mentioned, we go on a catamaran ride. We saw a mother whale with her little baby, and the baby was practicing the breaching. And just right, you know, probably not 50 feet from the boat, breached about 12 times, and it was just like magic. We go to the Hindu monastery, which is very interesting. Beautiful, beautiful place. And we're going to do it again next year. Fantastic. Okay.
It's a great thing to do in January.
Upcoming events. I'm going to run through these. I'm going to run through these pretty quickly because it's getting late and there's some stuff at the end of this I really want to focus on. Sexual Energy Workshop next week in Del Mar, California. Sold out. Sorry. We have no idea what it's going to be about. People said, well, can I get the CDs? We have no idea. Tobias isn't saying a thing about it. So we have to wait till we come back. St. Germain's Dreamwalker School here in Denver, February 17th through the 19th. It will be the last fully channeled live school in the States. So if you're interested, now's a good time to go.
The DoubleTree sold out, but we have a backup block of rooms at the Red Lion. The number's on the website. They have a free shuttle back and forth. They're just down the street from the DoubleTree. So the hotel's already sold out. It is getting full, so if you intend to go, don't delay too long.
We are going to be videotaping it, so if you get there and you see the cameras, well, it's not a whole lot different than this, but we're going to be videotaping it for future use. Ask to buy a session then on February 25th, right here in
Denver.
Did they
get a shot of you in the bathroom?
Yeah, well. So, anyway, there's three subjects, pets, sacred geometry, and addictions. If you have any questions relating to any one of these topics, send it to yourgodalso@aol.com, and we'll try to get as many answered as possible. If you're from around here, come on down. It's a fun day. It's just a one-day, three sessions.
I'm sorry. No, that wasn't funny.
That was funny. St. Germain's Dreamwalker School in Sydney, Australia, coming up. It's getting almost sold out.
It's 80% full.
Yeah, I think even more than that. But if you're interested in going, it's at the Crow's Nest Community Center on the other side of the bridge in Sydney. And good group there also.
Lovely group.
Sold out is the St. Germain's Dreamwalker School in Zurich. So I'll pass that one by real quick. Tel Aviv, Israel, April 7th is a day of unity. It's a one-day Tobias workshop. And then followed by that is School 1, the Wall of Fire, which is April 9th through the 11th. In May, we go on to Bucharest, Romania. We're actually there for quite a while.
It's one of our most special places.
Yeah, love the Romanians. They have incredible passion. We had a couple wonderful Romanians at the Kauai School recently. We'll be doing the Wall of Fire School there, followed by a one-day Day of Clarity, and then the Channeling Workshop. That should be interesting. Tobias has said that channeling kind of originated in that whole area of Transylvania Romania. So,
It could be really special.
So you never know what will happen. So it should be some pretty good energy. Then on to beautiful Kelowna, British Columbia, in late April. An incredible time of the year to be there. Everything's budding and flowering coming out.
The lake is still.
A lot of wineries right around there, believe it or not.
The hotel's right on the lake.
Right on the lake. And we're going to do actually a modified version of the channeling school. It'll be about channeling, but also really a focus on channeling your inner connections. But you also learn how to channel other entities as well. Okay. Crimson Circle News.
Interesting.
Hello. I have fun picking graphics. Okay. First of all, I want to welcome as our newest full-time staff member, Siglinda Schwenzel. Go ahead and stand up, Siglinda.
Welcome, Siglinda.
We've known Siglinda for, about 4 years, I think. We've met her in various places, right here in Coal Creek, I think, for the first time, and in Kauai, in Santa Fe. Okay. And when it finally came time, when Linda and I said, we really need more help with what we're doing. We just overloaded, overwhelmed. We talked to Siglinda and we said, please move up here from Santa Fe. We know you're giving up a lot. But,
what were you thinking?
And, Siglinda started actually just, 2 or 3 days ago, full time, helping us with all the projects. And in particular, right now, coordinating all the international chamber groups. They've been kind of left to their own in a way, and she's going to be working with them to really help get the international groups going.
We've really personally needed that help, and I'm really excited about
relief.
The potential.
Thank you. Yes. Watch this. Before you do that, Joe, the Dreamwalker website is now live. We're still making changes and additions on it, but you can go to the dreamwalker.cc. It's not .com, but dreamwalker.cc. crimsonlegal.cc, kind of like Crimson Circle. So Joe's going to show us a little bit on there of this is actually, we're going live to the internet right now. And beautiful opening. This was created all by Mark Ritter. Mark, you're right here. Say hi. Wave your hand real big, Mark, real big. There's a flash animation sequence that starts out. It says, life and death are the seasons of our spirit. Adama Saint Germain.
Pretty nice.
By the way, this is also designed so anybody can go on the site. You know, you don't have to be metaphysical. We don't want to scare people too bad, you know.
What's stopping you?
Well, I don't think they know who Adama Saint Germain is. Sounds like some famous, you know, French guy, you know, lived a long time ago. And it was. There's different... There's different sections here. There's the welcome, of course. Then there's a whole category about dreamwalking, and it talks about what dreamwalking is in civilian terms. In other words, not real airy-fairy.
Not trying to scare anybody.
There's a section about us. I forgot what that says. Resources, if you want to click on the, or click on the events if you would. There you go. The events, for instance, it will show all the different dreamwalking schools that are taking place. Resources is going to be a whole area where we have featured books and tapes and music. If you go down on the scroll bar over at the side right there, you can see there's isn't it terrible not using your own computer? You can see there's a whole listing of recommended things, you know, books like On Death and Dying. So if anybody wants more information about death, it's a great place. And then there's, right now it's not live, there's a directory and a login. The directory will list all of the dreamwalkers.
Certified dreamwalkers.
Certified dreamwalkers who've gone through the school. The login area will bring certified dreamwalkers into, more or less our private area. There'll be chat rooms, message boards, marketing tools that they can download, like brochures, literature, business cards, things like that. We're still working on a few things with the login, so you can't get in there quite yet, but once you do get in, there's a lot of good stuff in there. We'll send out a notice, hopefully this week about how to actually get into the login. You have to be a certified dreamwalker, and it will look in our database to make sure that you really are. So, non-dreamwalkers, won't be able to get in. There'll also be a section here with stories. We have some wonderful dreamwalking stories already. So anyway,
that's exciting.
Yeah. And thanks, Mark, for
thank you, Mark.
Very creative.
Mark and Jane.
Mark and Jane. And just, yeah, go back to Kino. Right there. There you go. Okay.
Well, Jane supports a lot of this too.
Cool. So Dreamwalker is growing. We have a team now that we've assembled of probably six people that are working very, very hard on all the technicalities, all the ins and outs of dreamwalking to make it happen. When the first school occurred in August, we weren't ready for it in terms of what it was going to mean and the interest in it. So we've assembled a really, really good team and get the stuff out there. Oh, I also want to mention, this is really cool. This is a special thing. You probably noticed a painting on the fireplace, and for you listening on the internet, you can see it on the screen right now. It's a long story I'll keep short, but there was an artist down in Santa Fe that is absolutely loves the story of Tobias. He doesn't know anything about Crimson Circle, but he loves the Book of Tobit. A few Shambra were walking through the art area in Santa Fe this summer, and they saw a painting of Tobias with Archangel Raphael. And they said, oh, boy, that's, you know, we'd love to get that at some point. It's really cool. We're with the Crimson Circle, and they explained it. He came back a day or two later and was gone. Just so happens another group had been going through the market and had seen the painting as well, went back to the artist. He said, well, it's already sold.
It was a Raphael group, right?
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
Raphael, yes. And anyway, so this other group of Chambres said, well, would you paint a new one? They commissioned the artist to paint this. He went onto our website, got the energies, brought them in, and together a group of 30 incredible people put up the money to have this painting commissioned. It's done in egg tempura.
Egg tempura?
I always say tempura. But
it's tempura. That's
Japanese,
the
shrimp.
Yeah, honey.
That would be shrimp.
Honey,
this is
honey,
egg
honey.
Tempura. As you can see, it's above the fireplace.
With gold leaf
the tempura thread. Has a ability to really pop the colors and to do
it's
some.
Very, very old, very difficult technique.
Very difficult technique.
Very few people do it.
And next we have a picture of the artist himself, Armando Lopez in Santa Fe.
May I add a piece? That yes. When they asked him about it and they asked him about doing a new piece, he said, I need to dream about it.
Yes, yes. So anyway, I can't thank the group enough, the group who put this together and commissioned it. And we were presented with it a couple weeks ago. And I went into absolute overwhelm. I mean, it was so cool. And my dream or my wish is to have this hanging in the front reception area of the Schomburg University. So when you walk in, it's like right there. Cool. So anyway, thank you everyone who put this together. As David mentioned earlier, if you like any of the music from Crimson Circle that we play anytime during the meetings, go to the homepage on our website. Down near the bottom, it says Crimson Circle Music. You click there, and it will give you all the songs and the listings, and you can order directly through Amazon, and Crimson Circle gets 4%, which is very cool. Every month we get people emailing, what was that song you played? Even though we announce it, and it's in the bulletin and everything else, but now you can go and find out for yourself.
Great, huh?
Ooh, sign of the times. You know it's fun time here. New German Pope
just
brings...
Just can't. Leave it alone, can you?
New German Pope brings changes to the church.
Don't laugh. He's going to keep it up now.
You know, you got to do what you can to build your attendance, bring people back to church. So, anyway... For those listening, and I'm not even going to try to describe it, you gotta be watching the visual.
It's the German Pope. Hope is right. holding up.
Is that the Pope?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Ratzenberger.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever his name is, Ratzenberger. Yeah. Anyways, holding up instead of a chalice of wine, he's holding up a stein of a pilsner of beer, and instead of a host, he's holding up a pretzel.
I like the concept. I would probably go back to church if I knew you could get a pilsner and a pretzel. I'd go.
German
you know
Pope,
what?
Beer and pretzels.
Don't tell anybody, but we have chocolate. That's what brings them in here. So the church, maybe they should resort to beer and pretzels. And
that would take a Swiss Pope.
Hey, the Catholic Church isn't the only one in the news these days.
Oh, no kidding.
No, no. Actually, Crimson Circle is in the news in Norway.
God, look how interested I looked.
No.
Could you look any more bored?
No, our dear Schomburg friend Jan Johansson, who heads up the Norway Schomburg, sent us this.
And Jeb looks like he's on the toilet, but okay.
Yeah. Anyway, this was from the leading financial newspaper in Norway, kind of like the equivalent
Seriously.
Of the Wall Street Journal in America.
Seriously.
Leading financial newspaper. It was on their Saturday edition. It's a two-page spread. I mean, this isn't just a little article in the back. A two-page spread, the writer had heard something about it, called Jan up and wanted to know more. So Jan did the interview. I sent a few pictures and
you picked that picture? That's really scary.
I don't have a lot of pictures of me channeling because normally I ask that flash photography not be used.
Okay. So we'll work on that,
so,
folks.
Yeah, yeah, we'll work on that. Maybe we'll go to the portrait studio someday and I'll just pose like...
That is never
okay.
pretty.
Okay. So anyway, now I don't read Dutch. So I asked Jan to...
That's good because it's written in Norwegian.
I don't read Norwegian. I speak a little Dutch. Under flippin' floppin'. But I don't read... That's getting late, folks.
Yeah,
I don't read...
The lights are getting to you.
Norwegian. So I asked Jan to translate it. And, well, that was probably a mistake. And this is true translation, by the way. The headline, you're seeing it here, Flushigli Arkshmusrum put or something. Actually, that translates to the prophet and the cell phone text message savior.
What? What?
And I had to call Jan and say, what does that mean? And he said, well, he said, I mentioned in the interview that in Norway, as soon as the shouds are translated into Norwegian and put up on the website, we send a text message to all Schomburg Norway. Say it's up and available. Cool idea. the writer got it all wrong and thinks that, you know, I'm on a cell phone and text messaging everybody in the world, and like, what? If my mother was alive, she would faint. She would die if she saw this. Now, the subhead appears right above the headline in the article.
You need to read that out loud for people.
I'm going to. I'll read it in case you're not watching the visual. It says, Jesus, these are big names, by the way. Jesus, Buddha, and Muhammad. Everybody's going to be pissed now. Jesus, Buddha, and Muhammad are challenged by Tobias, a 1,000-year-old spirit that communicates through a former PR executive in the USA.
He calls him like he sees him.
You know, who was that guy who wrote that book? Thank you, Rushdie. You know, we don't publish our address for a good reason. You know, we won't be able to go anywhere. Hell, we can't go to the Christian countries anymore. We won't be able to go to India or any of the Buddhist countries.
Don't even say it out loud.
Or any place else. And it's
that
like,
makes me nervous. Go
me
ahead.
Too. Okay. So anyway, in the text it says, this story is about people who believe they are angels. They
God
call them.
Forbid.
They call themselves Shambra. Apart from this, they seem quite normal. Tobias is going to release blocked energy and light an inner light in them. Sounds like an enema with a candle. I mean, other than that, they're really quite normal. You know, I know.
It speaks for itself.
And what
honey.
Was? I forgot the caption right under Jan's picture. That's Jan Johansson in the inset picture. I forgot what it said there, but something to the effect of he actually believes this stuff is basically what it says. It's actually a nice article. They had a lot of good things.
What was the nice part?
Well, they interviewed some Shambra and Shambra who were lawyers and doctors and physicians.
Oh, that was the nice part. I did like that.
And
part.
They did nice quotes. And it says, you know, we love this because it's empowering and it's not about, there's not any ritual to it. You don't have to do anything. There's nothing to join. And it can be fun.
Actually, they quoted I think it was a judge or a legal person that had been a judge that was a highly credentialed, highly respected person. And they said, just knowing this person alone, it can't be as weird as it sounds.
Right. But anyway, so I just thought I'd share that with you.
That was fun. I'm glad.
Before we take a break, I do want to thank all Shambra who help out every month with their contributions. We have people who have recurring contributions, and it's once a month on their credit card. Some people send in checks, and of course, right here at the Crimson Circle. I want to thank all of you for donating.
Truly appreciate
it's not one of my favorite jobs, having to talk about donations. I think it's an old
it's
church
like your
thing.
Least favorite
it's my
job.
Least favorite. I always put it at the end. I
Can
hate
I go to
the mention
again?
It. No, but I do have to mention our overhead has gone up substantially over the last 6 months, and substantially, the costs of legal services, employees, office equipment, and machines. We actually have right now, I think it's 4 or 5 people who are either employed or
capacity.
Yeah, part-time with us. It's going to be a huge deal, and this is still a contribution-based organization. I don't say it too often, but we're running pretty low right now. Linda and I are supporting it as best as we can, but if you've thought about donating, you thought about doing reoccurring or one-time, we could really use it right now, particularly for the next until we make our major announcement. Now would be a good time to help out. So if you feel the channels do anything for you, be a good time to bring that energy back full circle. Whew, I don't like that part.
I know you don't.
I know. Geez.
Did you bring another shirt?
So anyway, we're going to take a 20-minute break. We're right on the money here. Come back for Tobias Channel.
Thank you.